I guess thanks everyone for coming. I've been struggling all week trying to figure out which sessions I want to do. I'm really bummed out that I'm not going to be able to see Jonathan Love, actually. So he's doing a talk on Jamovi concurrently. I definitely recommend you check out his project after this. So this is web scraping with Arvis and Per. My colleagues really always tease me about, like, you have the worst talk titles. So I thought I'd spice it up a little bit, and we're going to alternatively call this How to Make Money with Arvis and Per. And so there are a couple of caveats attached to this, one of which is we're not just going to use Arvis and Per. It's going to be a bunch of different things from the Tidyverse. And the really big caveat is, like, we're probably not going to make money. If you lose money, don't come after me. But I've come up with a foolproof way to help you make fake money, which is just as good. So who am I? During the day, I work for a company called Barwell in Toronto, Canada, and we basically help Canadians make better decisions about their credit. And so one of the ways that we do that is through a personal loans product, and specifically what I do is I help write the algorithms that figure out if I give you money, will you give it back to us? But I'm not going to talk about that because although I'm really fascinated by risk and debt and loans, not everyone is. And so we're going to be talking about one of my hobbies after work, which is making fake money. And why should you listen to me? I'm worth a lot of fake money. if you want to follow along, my slides are available at my speaker deck. So it's just web scraping with Arvis and Per. All the code is there and totally reproducible. So I am going to assume that everyone is at least a little bit familiar with these two packages. I know that Charlotte gave a really great tutorial on Per, and Minna talked a little bit about Arvis yesterday in her keynote. So if you don't know anything about these packages, the GitHub quick starts are a great place to start. So, fake money. There's a new Star Wars movie coming out, and I thought, hey, it would be really awesome if you could invest in Star Wars. Star Wars is like a big blockbuster. I'd like a slice of that, and I'd even like a slice of some of the cast members that are attached to the Star Wars movies, like Adam Driver. It's odd because you can buy like Apple and Tesla, and there are prices attached to those. Why aren't there prices attached to Star Wars and Adam Driver? Well, turns out you can attach a price to these two properties, and you can do it on a site called the Hollywood Stock Exchange, so hsx.com. They are able to price these securities, and the prices attached to each of them are $7.09 for Star Wars and about $60 for Adam Driver. So that sounds completely arbitrary, and it kind of is, but the way that the Hollywood Stock Exchange has attached the value to the Star Wars movie is kind of interesting. So if you go to the website and go to the Star 8 page, you can find that, okay, there's a couple things that you should care about on this page. There's the movie stock ticker, so this is like AAPL, but for the movie. It's got star bonds, so those are all the people that are attached to the movie. And then it's got the price, which is derived from what the market thinks the movie will make in the first 4 weeks. And the market is defined by anyone who trades the security on this website. So given that the last Star Wars movie of the reboots made $8.12 and Star Wars 8 is currently priced at $7.20, there's like probably money to be made there. But I'm actually interested in more easy money making opportunities. And so you can actually make a whole bunch of fake money in these star bond properties, because the way that the price is derived for star bonds like Adam Driver is a little interesting. So they use kind of this method called a trailing average gross, which basically looks at the cast members' last five movies. So for Adam Driver, his most recent was Silence. Then you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and figure out, okay, for each of those movies, what did they gross at the box office? Take those and just average them out. And that's how you get Adam Driver's price. So right now, his trailing average gross is $54 million. And you can actually buy Adam Driver for like $58. And so it's a little bit elevated because people think that Adam Driver is going to go up in price. And so what's interesting about this feature about how star bonds are priced is you kind of have an idea of what Adam Driver is going to be worth in the future, because you know that you can move the window just up a little bit. So his last movie, While We Were Young, is going to get dropped off, and Logan Lucky is going to be priced into his trailing average gross when it comes out. And so there's an arbitrage opportunity here. So grab his last five movies, click, 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 figure out that, okay, these are the prices attached to all those movies. you can actually go to the Logan Lucky page and see that the market is currently valuing that movie at $46. And so you're putting in a 46 and you're dropping like a 7, you're gonna increase Adam Driver's price. So it'd be awesome if we could just automate this, and this is where Arvest and Per come in. So to do this, you can grab a little Chrome extension called Selector Gadget and basically grab the HTML CSS selectors for you. So I want to grab all of the movies that Adam Driver is attached to. So this is just dot credit A, and we can start building up our script. So let's import the Tidyverse Arvest stringer and the URL. And then this is just like simple vanilla Arvest. So you're reading HTML, grabbing the nodes, and then just dropping that into text. So the things that matter here are the CSS selector and the text value. You can do this for the underlying links to those movies, and then also the date for when they come out. That little green line is there because there's some ticker garbage at the bottom of the site that you need to clean up, and I don't want to corrupt my data. So stuff that in a tibble, or wrap it in a function. Basically, now we've got this really great component where we can put any different star bond through this. So if you grab get movies from Adam Driver, here's what the data frame looks like. So you've got all these links, and it would be great if you could just take these links, or specifically one movie, and kind of cycle through. So this is what Star Wars 8 looks like right now. The relevant CSS HTML selector on here is the dot value. And so we can kind of build up a similar framework. So we're grabbing read HTML, HTML nodes, and the value. And then we're just going to do a little inline cleaning. That orange mess is for just cleaning up the junk that is in that dot value tag. So we can, again, wrap that into a function. And I've just put in purple like kind of a convenience way of, hey, if I want to put in these special links or just call Adam Driver, you can do that. And so when you call getPrice on security/view*8 or Adam Driver, this is what it looks like. So now that we've got these two kind of pieces, we can kind of get things purring. And basically what you can do is grab all of the links, put it in a params object, and then in one line kind of cycle through all of those get prices. So this is pretty much it. You can again wrap that into a function called get prices. And so the entire flow looks like, okay, store everything in an object, Adam Driver, use get movies, and then get prices. So if you want to make money, we actually have to do a cleaning step. In the interest of time, I'm not going to go through exactly what all this does. The relevant pieces are in red. It's basically calculating that like moving window kind of thing. So I'm calculating his current tag and then his future tag. So this is basically just adding the next most recent movie and dropping the last. And so you can run these two things in a flow and figure out, okay, Adam Driver is priced at like $60. When this new movie gets added, he's going to be worth $170. So Mad Money Jim Cramer would list this as a buy. Getting into some real money now. Again, if you don't make real money, don't come after me. But we're going to be talking about fantasy football, football of the American flavor. So this is coming up in September. And the most important thing about fantasy football is kind of the draft. So if you screw that up, like you're going to tank your season. So we're going to help you make that guy happy. American Football 101 or Fantasy Football 101, there's a couple things that you need to know. So there are a couple different characters. There's the quarterback, so that's like the Tom Brady. He throws the ball. There are the running backs who run the ball. People that catch the ball, they're called wide receivers. And then there's a hybrid player called tight end. You've also got a kicker and the entire defense team. And so you need all these components because the most productive players are probably going to be the quarterbacks. And if the goal was just, hey, grab the most amount of points, everyone would just be choosing quarterbacks. It's kind of like choosing all the strikers. If you were able to put in 10 strikers into your team, it kind of wouldn't be fair. And so there's a little bit of strategy here. So getting the data, you can go to ESPN.com and grab this nice table. Instead of using the selector gadget, you can just expect element and see, okay, this is in player table underscore zero. The flow looks very similar to what we did in the HSX example, but in this example, ESPN has formatted their data correctly, and it's in a table, so now you can call HTML table, which is really nice. Again, wrap that into a function so we can reuse this for different positions and different offsets. And when you grab everything for position zero, which is linked to quarterback, and offset equals zero, which is just the first page, this is what the data looks like. So the important points are the players column and then the total column. But again, we'd like to automate this through every single different position and every single different page. So we can do that by creating a new params object. So this is just expand.grid through every single combination. It'd be awesome if you could just kind of like cycle through all those different links, and you can with PERT. So this is just one line. You're taking your params object that you created, the fetch ESPN function that you made just before, and you're kind of binding rows after all that happens. So this is what the raw data looks like. There's a cleaning step that you need to do. Again, I'm not going to really go through it because that's not the point of this talk. This is just like vanilla dplyr. What I'm essentially doing is inside of the player name is their position as well and the team that they play for. So you need to like kind of do some cleaning, inline cleaning to make that work. But essentially, once that's all said and done, you can output the data like this. And this is where people can go wrong. So if you want to make money, you're not going to be making money by this way. So you can say, okay, Tom Brady is going to score 329 fantasy points. And were you to just sort by this, you'd lose. This is a terrible way to do it. You might think that you're a little sophisticated and you'll be like, hey, I'll group by position. I'll try to come up with a way to figure out what the average player in that position will score. And so, hey, I'll sort by like a value over player replacement. And this is a bad way to do it because of the way that fantasy actually works. So in a typical fantasy league, you actually need 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, 1 tight end, 1 kicker, 1 defense, and 1 quarterback. And if you've got 10 people in your league, all of these different kind of moving pieces can affect how you should draft. And so we can actually solve this problem again with PER. We're figuring out that, okay, we need 1 quarterback, but there's 10 people in my league, so there's 10 slots for quarterback. Let's actually figure out what the average player in that pool of 10 is actually going to be worth. And so this is just cycling through, again, the params object that we created, through the replacement player function that is below, binding the rows all together to get data that looks like this. And so now when you sort the value over replacement, Le'Veon Bell is an incredibly good pick. You see that Tom Brady, who was in the 3rd position in the data that we saw before, now drops all the way down to 12th. And so if you draft him like 4th, you're gonna screw up your draft and like not win. So poop emoji is if you're just sorting by normal points. If you want to make money, well, again, don't come after me if you don't make money. But if you want to try to make money, you can do this kind of flow. So go forth, make some real money or fake money, preferably with Arvest and PER. Obey robots.txt to be an ethical scraper. And just before I walk off stage, I want to thank the organizer for having me, and for Hadley for creating such an awesome ecosystem to do all this stuff. So I'm here. Thank you.